WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Extreme heat in parts of the country this week across the Midwest. Triple-digit heat indexes. The weather leading to a rise in mosquito-borne illnesses, including eastern equine encephalitis, which can be serious. Outside activities have been canceled between dusk and dawn in some Massachusetts communities out of fear that it might spread. Watching and waiting in the Middle East as another conflict zone heats up.
Israel launching preemptive strikes involving 100 planes to take out thousands of rocket launchers and missiles in southern Lebanon after detecting plans for an attack on Israeli soil. Now, the IDF saying it struck over 40 sites in southern Lebanon.
That's ABC's Britt Clement in Tel Aviv. Ukraine says the missile and drone attack launched by Russia today was the biggest barrage in months. Critical infrastructure was targeted, leading to widespread power outages throughout the country. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
As Baraboo is facing budget deficits in the upcoming years, officials are asking city taxpayers to help in order to maintain service levels. The Common Council voted 8-1 during a special meeting on Thursday to put a $2 million continuing operating referendum on the November 5th ballot. If passed, that referendum would add roughly $510 annually to property taxes for owners of a $250,000 home in the city, increasing the projected yearly amount to roughly $2,993 in 2025. The city's projected tax levy for 2025 is just over $9.5 million and would increase to just over $11.5 million if the referendum passes. Residents of the same home would pay roughly $2,483 in property taxes in 2025 without the referendum. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning in effect. It'll be mostly sunny, 94 the high, but the heat index 100 to 110 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorm 73. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, late day thunderstorms with a high of 94. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 74.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. We hope you are having a great start to your Monday, as good as any Monday can be. And hopefully you're staying cool because it's already pretty toasty out there. Take it easy today. Here's Poison.
Looking for
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Tommy Two Tone, 867-5309. That is Jenny. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Monday?
I'm doing pretty good, although it looks like we're back to the tropical heat wave, right?
It is stuffy out there already this morning. Just came in a few minutes ago from outside. We did our morning walk, or probably our daily walk, with the way things are sounding weather-wise. That excessive heat warning in effect with heat index of 100 to 110 today, just in case you haven't been paying attention to the weather. I'll throw that out there. And it is just muggy and stuffy already. Although, I'll try to find a positive. There was a nice breeze hitting us this morning. Not saying that's going to be out there this afternoon, because it's just going to be blowing warm air at that point. But I'll find a positive at least in this morning.
Sure. Silver lining there.
If you do have to be outside, though, today, this heat is going to be no joke. Please take it easy. Obviously, obviously, if you have pets that are outside, we always like to remind you to keep an eye on them. If you have older neighbors who maybe don't have air conditioning or just neighbors in general, check in, because it is going to be nasty over the next couple of days. Maybe this is it, though. Maybe this is the last like throng of heat that Mother Nature is going to throw at us. We'll see what she decides to do. It still feels early, doesn't it, to be saying that? But it's wishful thinking. That's what it is on this Monday morning. Now, did you do anything fun and exciting with the family this weekend, or was it pretty low-key and chill?
It was too hot. It was too... Yesterday was pretty bad. We got to the farmer's market on Saturday. That was about the... That was the best thing about the... It was just too warm all weekend long. Yeah.
Well, plus market, you have, like, food for the rest of the weekend, right?
We're at the peak now, right?
Right. I know.
All the tomatoes look good and everything is really...
Everything looks amazing. Yes. We had a great weekend. Corey finally made his way home, which I was very excited to see him on Friday. He actually got home while I was running a couple of errands, because the poor guy had eaten out every meal for a week and a half. And he's like, I don't care what you make. Can you just make something? And I was like, absolutely. So I ran to the store, grabbed a couple of odds and ends that I needed to make some delicious spaghetti for the weekend. So we did that and we just kind of chilled out. Aspen had a vet visit on Friday. She is doing fantastic now with a few... We didn't even have to do anything like major for her. We just needed to get the allergies under control. So that's essentially what the appointment came down to. No infections, anything like that. She's just got to learn how to keep her tongue in her mouth. Although I say that, while she was at the vet, she was licking the furniture, she was licking the table, she was licking the floor. I was like, we're going to have to just cone her. So anytime we're not around, she has to wear the cone of shame, because I can't keep her from licking then. So Friday night, we just kind of hung out. Saturday, Dexter had decided, after our debacle last week of trying to thrift and then me losing my wallet and having to come back and get it, that he wanted to go thrifting. Well, he woke up Saturday and he was like, no, I think I'd rather just stay at home. Fine. We were exhausted, right? And so about 2:30 in the afternoon, he's like, is it too late for me to change my mind? Corey and I looked at each other and we were like, no, it's not. So we loaded up. We went over to Madison. We did a little thrifting. He's big into collecting Harley Davidson t-shirts now, which is really cool. I mean, my dad had a Harley when I was growing up. So I always, when I was little, had Harley t-shirts. My dad had an amazing collection that he had gotten over the years. So I think it's kind of fun that Dexter likes to collect them now. Whatever he can find in a vintage or a thrift shop, he likes to buy them. So he got a couple of those from just really odd places. One was like Alaska somewhere, and then there was another from Ohio that he picked up. He didn't care. He's like, the artwork's amazing. So he loves those. We had a great meal out, and then we made our way home, and we're so old, we were home by about 9 o'clock, and we were okay with that as well. Watched a few episodes of The Morning Show on Apple Plus, and then yesterday, while Corey was in Chicago, one of the tower sites that he's in charge of up in Green Bay, they had a new road installed. Well, it turns out that the crew wasn't really paying attention to where they were backing things up and took down an entire tower.
Oh, boy. It's always something, isn't it?
Man. And I don't mean to laugh, but at this point, what do? You got to laugh a little bit. So we got in the car, and he's like, I really need to go check the damage to the shack. I need to see if anything is salvageable before I start calling crews. And I said, that's fine. So Dexter decided he was going to stay home. His people meter from Saturday was pretty much full up. Coned the dog and off we went to Green Bay so we could check on the damage. And yep, it's in several pieces. There's not much that they're going to salvage on that one. So, sometimes you get big trucks, you forget to look where you're going. Things happen. So now he's got to find a tower crew to replace an actual radio tower. Luckily, it was an AM, so it's a little bit shorter one. So it's not one of the great big into the sky type ones.
It's a big thing.
It's a thing. So we did that, and then we got home and just kind of hung out for the rest of the night. And he's taken today off to do a little storm chasing into Minnesota. And Dexter and I are back to normal. He's actually going to be gone again for the next 3 days.
Never stops, does he?
I'm starting to take it personally is what I'm starting to do. But no, he's going to storm chase today, and then he's got some trips he's got to make up into the Park Falls area to make sure that the civic stations up there are operating flawlessly. So from his chase, he was like, it doesn't really make sense to come here and drive all the way back that way when I can end my chase kind of in the middle. I was like, whatever you want to do. Just tell me how many days of clothes I need to pack for you, and I'll make it happen. So essentially, all in all, that was the weekend. Not bad. It was fairly relaxing. It doesn't sound like it, maybe, but it really truly was. We weren't in a hurry. We didn't have to, you know, be anywhere at a specific time, and we just got to kind of meander around. And that's always a win in our book, Finn. Always a win in our book, for sure.
I mean, the weekend time just flies by so fast,
right?
You know, I mean, I couldn't even believe it. We didn't really do much of anything all weekend long, and yet there we were yesterday afternoon going, wow,
I know.
How did we get here so fast?
It's that darn Monday through Friday stuff that doesn't go fast. That's the one that drags on. That's the one that we need to go fast, right? Now, we are reaching a point in this year where we're seeing a lot of people sending their kiddos off to school, colleges, you know, watching them make their way down the sidewalk to their first day of high school or junior high. And I only bring this up because a writer for Slate.com thinks that anybody who right now is using the term empty nester should just stop. In fact, she thinks it's a subtly offensive or even damaging term because she says, quote, the worst empty conveys only absence. Now, she also says it's a word that you almost never use in a positive way. Unless you're saying something like, boy, this road and interstate is totally empty today, then that's a plus because you just kind of take off, right?
Yeah.
She also thinks it's an outdated term because a lot of empty nests don't really stay that way anymore, which is true. I can see where she's coming from with that point. I mean, how many times have we seen one of our kids fly off to go do amazing things and then, you know, have to move back in for a little bit while they get their financial feet underneath of them? The term empty nest has been around for over a century. It was coined in 1914. It came to describe a sort of malaise that can set in once your kids are officially gone. Now, this particular writer thinks it's time to replace it with some sort of different term. But the question then becomes, according to people who commented on this particular article online, what would that term even be? Well, her suggestion is next chapter, like my kids are finally gone and I can move on to my next chapter. Okay. The only problem is it doesn't really work as a noun. You can't say we're next chapterers. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
But in a way, I think she's maybe a little bit more right. It's got maybe a little bit more positive connotation to it. We just got to come up with the right term. But I don't know. I think if you're in the right mindset, you use the term empty nest, at least I do, as kind of a badge of honor, right? Yes, I miss my kids terribly. I love it when they're around. But at the same time, I mean, we made these kids. They're able to go into the world and do really awesome things because we were by their side the entire time. And I don't think that stops just because they leave the house, does it? I mean,
no.
I know you're close with your kids. You've got older kids. Max has only been gone a year now, but I'm pretty sure we stick by their side no matter what, right?
Yeah. We don't get to stop.
It just keeps going.
Yeah. Are we just offended by everything these days?
Yes, we are. Yes. I get it. You've got a lot of millennials now writing for these articles. And I'm not saying anything negative about millennials at all. I think they, in their own right, are an incredible generation. I know that we like to give them a lot of flack for certain things, but I think they really, truly are incredible. Gen Zers, I love that generation as well. But I think we have a lot of younger generations coming up. And maybe they're just like, these are outdated, archaic terms, and maybe we should replace them with something more appropriate. I think that's essentially what's happening. And again, I'm not offended by empty nester. I wear that one as a badge of honor because that means my kids are in the world, they're productive, they're doing great things. And you know what? If I become a non-empty nester for a short period of time, that's okay too, because that means we could be there to help them out when they needed it. And goodness knows, Corey and I have had to take help when we've needed it over the years, especially when we were young and just starting out. So if we can do that, then more power to us, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a saying. It's just a saying. I mean, that's why I think, wow, we're really offended by everything.
Right?
Because it's not even, I don't even find anything in the phrase empty nest. I don't even find anything offensive about that.
No,
I just feel like, okay, we're trying to be kind of sunshine happy because it's slightly sad that we're saying it's an empty nest. But
yes, it's a hard adjustment. It's a hard adjustment. And I still have one at home. You still have Phoenix at home. But I mean, even just having one step out of the house, it's a huge adjustment on everybody. You know, and it's funny because Corey said, you know, he and Max hung out at the DNC, shared an Airbnb for basically a week and a half straight. And when Max packed up to leave to go back to Milwaukee late Thursday afternoon, early Thursday evening, and Corey was just in the Airbnb by himself. Friday, he called me and he's like, I legitimately miss him. I really, really miss him, because he said, we've been hanging out. We've had a great time. We've got to do some incredible stuff together this week. I've seen the kid shine in so many ways this week, doing what he's going to do for a living, hopefully. And he's like, he goes, that one hit me a little hard when he drove back and drove out of. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think it's all the attitude you carry with it as well.
I totally get that, because anytime I spend a long period of time with my kids after they go, I automatically miss them. It's like, what happened here? You know, there was so much chatter and so much livelihood, and now you know they leave, and then it's I totally get that.
It's actually anticlimactic when they leave, isn't it? I mean, you're like, oh. I feel like that even when we just go over to Milwaukee for an afternoon and do like a Brewers game or something, just to have the core four of us
together. Spending a few hours with them,
I mean, we've always been a foursome, right? That's always been, it's always been Corey, me, and the boys. That's always how it's been. So when I've got my little core together again, it's a mood lifter. It truly is. And I truly appreciate those moments. And I will say that now that Max is on his own in Milwaukee a little bit more, and obviously getting more independent every single time I talk to him, which is incredible to see and watch him grow as well. I have to say, though, it's, you know, it makes your mama heart happy to spend just even a couple of hours with him. And the fact that when I call and say, hey, we're going to do this, do you have time to join us? And when he says yes, that makes me feel even better, because like, he wants to hang out with us, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he wants to. So I feel like we did something along the way to, like, you know, be a good parent once in a while or something, that he still wants
to hang out with you. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I don't know. I think it's all how you look at the term empty nest. But I know there's a lot of people. I've been watching my own Facebook feed, my personal one, and I know there's a lot of you out there. So we're thinking about you, because it's not easy. Finn, you and I have been there. We can honestly say it's not easy when we start watching them do their own thing in the world. It's gratifying and it's pretty awesome, too. And you got to be excited for them, even if we're sitting there going, oh, I'm going to miss this kid so darn much. You got to be excited for them at the same time.
And then after all the work that you've done as a parent, when you see them do something where they just completely shine, you're just so proud of them for, you know, them taking on whatever they have to take on. It's
adulting's not easy. So when you start seeing your kid becoming a good adult, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And I speak as a newbie in this category, because I still say, after only a year, and as much as we still do help Max, I can't honestly say he's completely on his own, but the parts that he is, he's excelling at. We'll put it like that. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now, because boy, oh boy, is it just going to be hot and humid over the next couple of days. We do have an excessive heat warning in effect for today. Now, before we jump into the forecast, I do want to do a little housekeeping here this morning. Because of these high temperatures, Circus World today and tomorrow is going to have an adjusted schedule. They're only going to be open from 9 to 1 today and tomorrow, resuming normal hours and a normal schedule again Wednesday through Sunday, because, well, this is the last week of those big top shows. So they want to get as many people on the grounds as they absolutely can before the season ends. So the performance schedule today and tomorrow will be this: Kids World Circus at 9:30, the Guided Wagon Tour at 10 o'clock, Blast Off, the Big Top Show, will happen at 11 a.m., then the Human Cannonball will be shot at 12:30, and then those grounds will close at 1 o'clock. Obviously, just as a way to not only protect the staff, the performers, and the animals, but also any guests who might be thinking about checking out Circus World before the end of the season. Now, mostly sunny, 94 today, with the heat index of 100 to 110. Again, we said it starting out this segment. We're going to say it again. If you have to be outside today, please, please be careful. Drink lots of water. Stay hydrated. Take breaks. Find shade when you can, because 100 to 110 with this type of humidity. No joke. Yeah. It's absolutely no joke. Partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms possible tonight, down to 73. Then partly cloudy with a late day thunderstorm possible tomorrow. 94 again for a high. Right now, it's 76.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at DonLarson.com and DonLarsonFord.com.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection? You're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Maximum hits. Maximum.
7:30 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Monday. Stay cool. I know it's hard. Here's the Go-Go's. It's Vacation on Max FM.
We'll be right back.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:33 right now, and if you want to save yourself a whole lot of money and you want to shop local, then you need to start your Monday by doing a little shopping over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We are talking savings, in some cases, up to 50% off. Now, I'm over in the store right now. Here's an example of some of the savings you're going to find. On a really hot day, some delicious ice cream will probably hit the spot. It always does for me. How about a two-pack of $5 certificates to Tin Roof Dairy? $10 value, yours for $7.50. Enjoy yourself a little ice cream treat today to beat the heat. Instant download available with that one, which means it's right there on your phone after you purchase, and you're not waiting for us to send you anything. You're cooling off a little later on today. Now, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, of course, Labor Day coming up, you want to hang out with the entire family, got to try Elusive Escape Rooms at Wisconsin Dells. One admission to the escape rooms, a $30 certificate, only $21 at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Instant download available on that one as well. And then, of course, Brushes and Bubbly in Wisconsin Dells. This is one of those really cool paint places where you can maybe host a party, just take a class or two. A $25 certificate towards any of the classes in Wisconsin Dells, only $17.50. No matter really what you're looking for, we're going to cover you over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Plus, you're going to have a little extra in the wallet. So do a little online shopping today. Check it out and stock up on all of those great certificates. Now, coming up yet this hour, we are going to have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to the Baraboo River Rendezvous. That's going to take place over Labor Day weekend. So be listening for your chance to text in and win. Birthdays and anniversaries also coming up before 8 o'clock. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, text us this morning, 355-9970. We'll also have a look at sports and also a detailed look at your forecast coming up here on 99.7 Max FM.
Welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. On Tuesday, we have the Lester and Joy Schwartz online-only auction ending at 9 a.m. Lester's dad and uncle owned and operated Schwartz Implement in Baraboo for over 50 years. Items include an International 1086 tractor with just under 1,400 hours on it, a nicely restored 686 diesel tractor, other tractors, skid steers, trucks and trailers, a 2023 Kubota RTV with only 9 miles on it. This catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. There is a preview today from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the property in Baraboo. Then on Thursday, we have our August online-only farm machinery consignment auction. Very large auction again. That catalog is open and posted for bidding. You can view the items at our auction yard in Reedsburg during daylight hours or on Wednesday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Check our website for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Oakland salvaged their series finale with a 4-3 win over the Brewers in Oakland. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Frankie Montas got tagged with a loss, surrendering all four runs in the fourth inning. Gary Sanchez and Willie Adames both homered in the loss. The White Sox fell to the Tigers 9-4, securing their 100th loss of the season. Chicago now dropping at least 100 games in back-to-back campaigns. Florida celebrating a Little League World Series title, knocking off Chinese Taipei 2-1 in extra innings on Sunday. Packers closed out the preseason with a 30-7 win over Baltimore on Saturday. Now must cut their roster to the league-mandated 53 players by 3 p.m. Tuesday. There's a number of backup positions to be decided, as well as who wins the kicking battle, Anders Carlson or Greg Joseph. And Keegan Bradley captured his 7th PGA Tour win after winning the BMW Championship in Castle Rock, Colorado. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is going to be dangerously hot and humid today. We have an excessive heat warning in effect. It'll be mostly sunny, 94 the high, but the heat index 100 to 110 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorm 73. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, late day thunderstorms with a high of 94. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
Your love, there is Outfield. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:41 right now. And Finn, we got to jump into our birthdays because we've got some good stuff to give away here in just a moment. So I think we get done with the birthday list, and then we can hopefully make somebody a winner and give them something to do over the Labor Day weekend.
Cool.
Now, before we jump into our celebrity side of things, we'll remind you that if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, maybe you know somebody who is, while we're going through the celebrity list, you can text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. So we're going to start here at the top of our list with Keke Palmer. She is the current host of Password, and she's the star of Jordan Peele's Nope. You might also remember her as Kim on MTV's Scream. She played Zadeh on Scream Queens and Gigi Nixon on Star. She was also the star of Nickelodeon's True Jackson VP. 31 years old for Keke Palmer today. Dylan O'Brien, who plays Styles on MTV's Teen Wolf. He was also Thomas in the Maze Runner movies. He is celebrating his 33rd birthday. We have Chris Pine on the list. James T. Kirk in the new Star Trek movies. He is celebrating his 44th birthday. He's also Steve Trevor in the Wonder Woman movies. His dad is actually Robert Pine, who played Ponch and John's boss on Chips, just in case anybody needs a few more ties. Macaulay Culkin is celebrating celebrating a birthday today as well. Little Macaulay Culkin is celebrating his 44th birthday today,
oh,
Ben.
Man.
You know what's scary about that? Maybe why it doesn't seem like Macaulay Culkin should be 44 years old. He looks exactly the same as he did when he was in those Home Alone movies.
Uh-huh.
Like, obviously his face has gotten older, but at the same time, he could still put both hands on each cheek when he puts the shaving cream on or aftershave on, and he'd look exactly the same if he made the face. Exactly the same. So,
well, I mean, Home Alone, that's just like that perfect little microcosm, right? You can't imagine anybody outside of that movie getting any older because it's just that perfect, you know, little microcosm there. I don't know.
I mean, who didn't love Home Alone? It's always, it was always one of the best movies. You still pull it out every Christmas, and you enjoy it every single time you watch it because it's just funny. It's good. And now Macaulay Culkin is 44 and he's officially a dad to two kids. So that's all you need to know about the aging process right there. Let's see. We have Mike Coulter on the list. He is Luke Cage. He also starred on the Paramount Plus supernatural drama Evil. He is 48 years old. Melissa McCarthy, love her. She's super funny. The Ghostbusters, the female version, that was not so great, but she's been funny in other things. Mike and Molly, Bridesmaids. I thought she was iconic in that movie.
Yeah,
also the real life cousin to Jenny McCarthy, Donnie Wahlberg's wife and a host of Masked Singer and all of that, or judge on The Masked Singer, I should say. Melissa McCarthy celebrating her 54th birthday today. From No Doubt, the drummer of the group, or the former group, are they together? Are they talking again?
I think they were going to play some shows this year. They were going to play Coachella, I think.
Okay.
So they got together for a brief reunion.
Sure. Okay. Gwen Stefani stepped out of her country roots now to go back to No Doubt into her like light punk
just
days.
Just briefly, dipping her toe back into the world of pop music.
So weird, because Gwen Stefani, whether you love No Doubt or not, she's pretty iconic as far as who she is, her fashion sense, all of that. I mean, she's really, I think, besides being the lead singer for No Doubt and then going on to marry Blake Shelton, there's a lot of people who just look up to her for, you know, her fashion sense and all that kind of stuff, pushing the envelope as far as what she's done and her age and the fact that she absolutely is unapologetic for wearing what she loves to wear, even if she's a little bit older now, right? It's weird that Gwen Stefani went country. It's very strange that Gwen Stefani went country, because No Doubt was like maybe Paramore light to me. It felt like that's the direction they kind of wanted to go just a little bit. And now she's out there singing country. I don't know. I'll never understand it. I mean, I still don't understand the Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani relationship, but more power to them, those two happy kids. Anyway, Adrian Young celebrating his 55th birthday. Shirley Manson, speaking of groups that we don't talk about nearly enough, she was the lead singer of the group Garbage. She is celebrating her 58th birthday. Only Happy When It Rains, Stupid Girl, and then, of course, the theme to the Pierce Brosnan Bond movie, The World Is Not Enough. Chris Burke, who played Corky on that TV show Life Goes On, if you remember that way back in the day, he is celebrating his 59th birthday. And then we have Valerie Simpson on the list. She is half of Ashford and Simpson. Their biggest hit was Solid. They also wrote the Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell hits Ain't No Mountain High Enough and Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing. Obviously better maybe songwriters than they were recording their own stuff. But at any rate, Valerie Simpson celebrating her 78th birthday today. So there you go. Now, if you happen to be celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember, if you do want to add somebody to our list, it's easy. All you have to do is text us 355-9970. All right. Now, without further ado, we got to make somebody a winner this morning, because we have a couple of tickets to the Baraboo River Rendezvous. This is going to take place Friday through Sunday, obviously out by the river on Spirit Point, Millrace Drive. Drive in Baraboo. All you have to do is follow the signs to Circus World and then the Baraboo River Rendezvous signs to the actual site. At any rate, you can enjoy 1800-style food, games, and a whole lot of fun. They have competitions, demonstrations, and they also encourage a lot of live music, so it's really a good time. Now, if you would like to go out there and check out this entirely fun event, which has really grown over the last few years since we've even gotten to Baraboo, you can text us right now. We've got a pair of tickets for you to go check this out any of the days that they're going to be out there. All you have to do is text 355-9970. It's a chance for you to get a pair of tickets to the Baraboo River Rendezvous, and you are going to be on your way. Again, text 355-9970 right now, and we will send you to the Baraboo River Rendezvous, something to do on this Labor Day weekend. Yeah, sounds like fun. It's always fun to go back into like those the rendezvous, or I know the Pioneer Village that we have near our house. It's always really fun to see that kind of stuff and see people who are still doing some of those crafts and the art and really telling you about this live history. It's really a lot of fun. And I promise you, if you have kids, they're going to love it. So text us right now if you want to go. 355-9970. Taking a look at the forecast. Oh, it's going to be much cooler this weekend, and that's good, because dressing in all that fur the next couple of days, that would suck. Excessive heat warning in effect for today. Otherwise, lots of suns, 94 for a high. With the heat index, it's going to feel like more like 100 to 110. So please, as we've said all morning, take it easy if you do have to be outside today. Keep an eye on the pet, maybe any neighbors that you're a little concerned about. And drink lots of water if you're going to be outside. Partly cloudy and isolated thunderstorm, not out of the question tonight, down to 73. Then partly cloudy. We do have a chance for another late day thunderstorm tomorrow with a high near 94. Right now, it's 76. Time for your community calendar here on Max FM. It's brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's the 30th annual Baraboo River Rendezvous, a pre-1840 fur trade reenactment Labor Day weekend. This will be Friday, August 30th through Sunday the 1st from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. It's at Spirit Point on Mill Race Drive in Baraboo. Come enjoy the 1800-style food, games, live demonstrations, competitions, as well as live music. You can check out their Facebook page for all the details. Again, this will be Labor Day weekend, Friday the 30th through September 1st, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m., Spirit Point, Mill Race Drive in Baraboo. And it's time once again for the Wisconsin State Cow Chip Throw. The event will feature a parade, stages for entertainment, arts and crafts, food booths, a 5K and 10K run, and so much more. This will all be happening at Marion Park in Perdusac. You can get all the details at wiscowchip.com, wiscowchip.com. Friday events will include live music from 5 until 9, the corporate throw at 5:30. Then on Saturday, it's the big day of events, food court open all day long. The 5K and 10K will start the day. Then the cow chip breakfast. You've got the farmer's market, a petting zoo, volleyball tournament, again, arts and crafts. So many events taking place. And the official Wisconsin State adult and team cow chip throw will begin at 1 p.m. All the details, again, can be found at wiscowchip.com.
Seasons Counseling. Therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health-friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
7:52 right now. Congratulations to Sarah. She is the winner of a pair of tickets to the Baraboo River Rendezvous. She is going to enjoy some time with her kiddo as he loves all of the good stuff that you'll find at the Baraboo River Rendezvous. So there you go. Dave Grant going to have another chance for you to win some tickets later on this afternoon here on Max FM. It's Madonna now. This is Material Girl.
'90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Yeah.